Here's a question for you. What is true spiritual growth? Don't go anywhere. Grace and Truth is next. Hey guys, welcome to this week's podcast. I'm a grateful gospel-centered disciple of Jesus Christ who struggles yet perseveres, and my name is Dave. I hope and pray that you're doing well. I have been a part of a lot of groups over the past few years. One of the things that I would often hear from my fellow brothers during prayer time is simply, quote, pray that I take some time to read God's Word. Now keep in mind, these were shared at Sunday sermon discussion groups, not Bible study groups. Since I left to join a Bible study and later be commissioned to plant a Bible study group, I have not once heard that prayer request shared. So today, I want to talk about the importance of studying the Bible, especially during a pandemic like this. Some of you may be like, wait, did you just say study my Bible? That's hard! You're right. But it's necessary for spiritual growth. Some would argue that the response would be to serve. Well, if that's true, why are you serving? Are you doing it out of obligation so that way you can grow? Or are you doing it because of your love for our Savior who frees us from bondage and speaks to us through His Word? If it's not the latter, I would respectfully challenge you to reassess your motives. Doing good works alone does not advance spiritual growth. That's a works-based system without a foundation. True spiritual growth comes from a proper understanding of God's Word. God's Word is where we gain a better understanding of who He is, and that it is through total surrender to Him that we gain a solid foundation. The multi-church small group Bible study that I facilitate has been putting that into practice these past few months, as we are currently sheltered in place. Since the group's inception, it has given me a desire to read God's Word during my spare time. One of the books that God directed me to is Paul's first letter to Timothy, where in a nutshell, he exhorts Timothy to stand firm to the gospel and beware of any false teaching, as a lot of people have drifted away from sound doctrine. As you can tell, in our world today, that hasn't changed much. Our group is called Intercom Bible Fellowship. Our mission and vision is simply put, we exist to let the Bible speak for itself and dwell in our hearts richly. It's based on Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Let me read to you verses 12 through 17. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thanksgiving in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Since its launch in February of this year, we have been studying the book of Genesis, and we have learned a lot in our study as a result of this group. It's even given us enough stamina to serve those in our community. There has been so much fruit as a result of that as well. Now, if you want to supplement your involvement with your church's small group and study God's Word deeper with fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, you're welcome to join us. We are currently meeting via Zoom on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. If you'd like more information, visit my website at chewmadenew.com/intercom. For a transcript of this program, go to chewmadenew.com/transcripts and look for the post entitled, True Spiritual Growth. Thanks for listening. You can contact me at my website, chewmadenew.com. Or you can call me at 510-516-CHEW. That's 510-516-2439. Or you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And do you know someone who's hurting and needs hope? Maybe you're listening and need hope. Well, regardless, check out my story from Celebrate Recovery on YouTube. If you were encouraged by it and learned something from it, please share it with others and use the hashtag Gospel-Centered Autism Awareness whenever you do so. You can find my story on YouTube as Celebrate Recovery Testimony Dave Chu, or you can go to chewmadenew.com and click on the link that says, click here to watch my testimony. Until next time, peace out and God bless. Cincos!